T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got Marcus Thompson on the line. Marcus Thompson the second. What's up, Marcus? How you doing, my man?
Excellent. What's up, homie?
First of all, are you in between jobs right now? Or have you begun?
I am. No, I'm in between.
Okay. So you're joining The Athletic. I want to just talk about that for a minute. You're making the move from Bay Area News Group to The Athletic. Tell me what that is and why you're making the move.
It's a change in the economic model. I've been in newspapers for 18 years. So, I understand the situation as much as anybody. And I used to just put my head down and say, hey, man, I'm going to do my job and it'll all work out. But it just gets increasingly obvious, like, how hard it is to sustain the model that you and I came under. So The Athletic presents a new model. We're just getting rid of advertising, and it's not like we're going to trick people to gather into one site so we can get ad money for it. It's like, no, that part is over. We're just going to provide quality sports journalism, and people will pay directly for that. No middleman, no ads. It's like, hey, if you want to read me, if you think I'm good, if you think I have great access, if you think I have great insights, then pay a small monthly fee for it. And for me, that feels like the way to go. I have Spotify. I ordered Tidal to watch Beyonce's Lemonade movie and never unsubscribe. So when 444 came out, Jay-Z's new album, already had it. So, like, I'm part of the people who are willing to pay for good stuff, and I just believe people are willing to pay for it.
Well, and I am too, because I do the New York Times and Washington Post. They have a situation where you can usually read the first 10 articles for free, but then if you start using it more, you have to pay. So, well, good luck with that. I know I'll be reading you, and hope nothing but the best for you and The Athletic. That's The Athletic, where Marcus Thompson is going. Hey, we were batting around some stuff with Jack Del Rio, and I was talking about how I put coaches in one of three categories. They're either a strength, the coach is either a weakness, or he's, in essence, neither. Where do you put Jack Del Rio if you have to put him in one of those three categories?
You know, I put him as a strength to begin, just because they kind of needed to rebuild that thing, right? They kind of needed to – it really wasn't about winning a championship. It was about winning and culture change and all that. I think during that, he's a strength. Now, I think at best, he's a neither, because – and they're in the Super Bowl conversation. That's different. Now, you almost need him to be a strength, right? You need the coach to be a factor. And I'm at least going to say, let's see if he can do it. I haven't seen the type of strategy and movement to make you say, hey, you have to deal with Jack Del Rio. Just like when you play the Patriots, you have to deal with Belichick. You play the Chiefs, you have to deal with Andy Reid. I don't think anybody's saying you have to deal with Jack Del Rio. So I think he's done well to this point, right, to get them to where they are now. Is he the guy to take them to the next level? I'm going to say let's give him a shot this year to see what he can do. Let's see how he raises his game, if he can be the coach to kind of get them over the hump. Because now it's high stakes now.
Right.
Now it's not about changing culture. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, no, that's kind of where I'm coming from. I think this year's a big year for Jack Del Rio. I think we're going to learn a lot about him. And one of the hardest things to do is win when the expectations are there. Here's where I want to go to the Warriors. Obviously, they re-signed JaVale McGee. But I'm looking at what's going on in Cleveland and Kyrie wanting out. And I do think that's a big deal. I think they're in big trouble, because even if Kyrie comes back, I don't care. They're not going to be buttoned up enough. They're not going to be together enough to beat the Warriors. And I think if they trade him, they're not going to be able to get enough back to compete with the Golden State Warriors. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Totally agree. agree. Can you imagine if he comes back, right? If Kyrie's on that team with LeBron, and LeBron knows that he kind of don't want to play with him anyway.
Right.
Right? And we've already seen how LeBron has treated teammates before. Right, you see how he's done a Mario Chalmers or Tristan Thompson blew up on him. Matter of fact, last year because he got tired of LeBron coming down on him. So you can kind of see. I mean, first off, that Cleveland dynamic has never been A1, right?
Right.
Chemistry, it's never been A1. But you throw in the mix that Kyrie is like feeling like he's coming into his own and he's ready to step out on his own. And now he's kind of, in a sense, this LeBron or kind of said, I want to be away from LeBron. Either way it goes, I think it's bad for them. Either way it goes.
Right.
He stays, there's season-long drama, right?
Yeah.
Up until the trade deadline. And if he goes, who are they going to get? Eric Bledsoe, Carmelo Anthony, they're going to be worse because of it. And here's who wins out of this. Boston.
Yes.
Boston wins out of this. Now, they might be – I know they were the number one seed last year, but they might end up the best team in the East because of this situation.
One of the things, and we're talking to Marcus Thompson, the second of The Athletic, and one of the things I was thinking about when I see Kyrie once out is the Golden State Warriors, who are sitting with, let's just call them the Big Four, and they get along great. But there's a side of me, Marcus, that always looks ahead to prepare. And here's the question. Of those Big Four on the Golden State Warriors, who's going to be the first one to not be a Warrior? Or do you think, no, they're all going to retire Warriors? Which I think's ludicrous.
I don't think they can all retire Warriors.
Right.
Like, it's so too much money.
Who's the first? Who's the first guy that's not a Warrior out of those four?
I'm going to go with Clay. He will have the first opportunity. He will have when he's up, he will probably have the best opportunities waiting for him. When Draymond is up, I don't think he's going to have the best opportunities waiting for him. I think they'll say, all right, dude, you kind of old, right? You
right.
Don't score that much, right? I think he won't have the market waiting for him that Clay will. And, you know, we got to monitor the shots and just how this thing plays out. They've been great. Will they be great for the next 2 years? So we got 2 years for Clay to kind of grow up and develop for, you know, this the drama of the NBA season to happen. And at some point, you got to realize, too, like Joe Lacob is going to say, I've reached my max.
Like, right.
I paid as much as I'm going to pay. So now if Clay's looking at $40 million somewhere and the Warriors are like, man, the most we got is 25, even if he loves it, who walks away from $15
million? Right.
So I think just Clay will have the best opportunity waiting for him when his contract is up. And I do think he might stay, and then they'll just end up trading somebody.
Right.
I don't think they're going to play. They're not going to keep four forever. It's not financially possible unless the CBA changes.
Marcus Thompson joining us from The Athletic. Last one, Marcus. Is Colin Kaepernick going to be on an NFL roster this year at any point?
You know what? I do think so, just because I think it would be excruciatingly blatant if he wasn't, right?
It was, right.
Like, at some point, I feel like the NFL got to have some shame, right? And now you're starting to hear people come out and saying, yeah, I don't have a problem. Because the narrative has become, yo, y'all really are racist and shady.
Right.
And if they don't, they almost are saying, yeah, we are. Right?
See? Yeah.
Like, here's the proof. At least front like you're not, right? At least act like it's not collusion and blackball. And I feel like at some point somebody's going to have to take the hit just to kind of defeat this sweeping narrative that has become accepted now. And
right.
I feel like maybe it's Baltimore. Maybe Baltimore is the team. Or maybe somebody gets hurt and you have an excuse. But if he does not start the season on the team, the NFL is just saying, yeah, that's us. Whatever you thought about us, we're now signing on to it. We agree with it.
Right.
Like, if he's not on a roster.
Right. Hey, Marcus, great stuff as always. Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining, man.
And thank you, man. Do you remember when I came on and you were my guy? And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You've cleaned my nose up, whipped me into shape.
I will tell people the story after I get you off the air about how you basically were the I was a senior, you were the sophomore, and you ended up coming up and taking my starting job at the Contra Costa Times.
You gave it to me.
I don't know. You earned it, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, one of the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.